Good morning, my loves, and welcome back to Sade Bree TV. Before I get started, I want to let you all know that I have a huge announcement for you guys. Whoever has been listening, whoever has been tuning in, I really, really, deep down in my heart, appreciate all of you guys. However, I'm going to take a break from my podcast. I'm going to say for about at least 2 to 3 weeks. It's going to be brought back to you guys in May. That is for sure. But I'm changing up a bit, you guys. I'm coming back with season 2, and I'm coming back even harder than how I started. I'm coming back on my podcast, you guys, with more confidence. I'm coming back with greater material to discuss with you guys, greater content, and it's going to be amazing. But with further ado, you guys, today's episode is going to focus on manifesting the life that you want. Now, before I start talking about manifestation, let's get this clear. Manifestation is not something that you can sit around one day and say that you're going to manifest this, then the next day you just expect it to happen. Manifestation works when you keep your faith, when you keep believing, and when you are actually staying in that mindset of receiving. See, now, it's not going to come as fast as you want it to come. Sometimes it may come the next day. You never know. But do not get discouraged when things don't come as fast as you want them to come. You cannot rush the universe to work for you. You have to genuinely believe that this is coming to you. No matter if you are going through hardships, no matter if things aren't going how you expected them to go, guys, you have to keep that faith. You have to keep that belief. And I definitely recommend reciting your manifestations every single day. Even if it's just once a day, that matters, you guys, and it will make a difference in your life. A tremendous difference, honestly. Let me give you all an example of a manifestation that I made. Now, I have this, it's a famous YouTuber that I also admire. She goes by Sparkle Marie. You guys can follow her on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Sparkle Marie, with 2 E's. But she started this program, she started this course, you guys, as to where it's called The Perfect Time Is Now. I enrolled in that course for only $39, you guys. It's only $39. So for anyone that may become interested after hearing that, you guys, it's $3,000 worth of content. So get on this. She's only selling this product, this package, this course, you guys. This amazing course, you guys, for only $39. But after purchasing that course, you all, I got into the modules. I started looking, and I just felt as though this is something that I really needed. I felt as though it was the universe telling me that your time is now. The time is now for me to start putting away my fear. The time is now for me to stop holding on to regret. You guys, it's so crazy. I had a dream last night, and I don't want to get off track with what I'm talking about, you guys, but that dream, it just dawned in my head of how crazy things happen. But within this course, you guys, of The Perfect Time Is Now, Sparkle Marie started a giveaway. The giveaway was two contestants, two of her followers, two of her fans, two of the people who have purchased The Perfect Time Is Now. They would receive, well, they would be prized with $500 each. All we had to do was follow her guidelines, and for the next 5 days, we had to repost her flyer for her giveaway on our IG story. I did that, you guys. I followed all of the guidelines to what she had said in order to, you know, win the prize. But within me doing that, you guys, every single day, I get up and I manifest. I get up and I journal. And with me doing that and keeping it in my head that I can manifest this, I can win this money from my favorite YouTuber. And it wasn't even just about the money, you guys. I feel as though I genuinely just wanted her to see me. I genuinely wanted her to see that I'm here, because there's been so many times as to where I felt as though I'm just invisible, like I'm in a box, and that I honestly don't matter, you guys. But just from her seeing the content that I posted, then she actually gave me a follow after me posting my content, which was a part of the guidelines for this prize. And afterwards, it just felt as though the universe started working for me. The universe started putting in my path of other boss babes, manifest babes, that actually have been listening to my podcast. They have actually been reaching out to me, telling me how far I'm going to go, how my podcast really has been inspiring them. And basically, they feel as though like I'm doing a great job. And I'm not going to lie, you guys, I have had times where I felt as though I'm not doing a good job. But I keep going. Because now, every single day, the more that I see that I keep going and I keep holding on to what actually brings me happiness, instead of fearing of all of the what ifs, you guys. And especially fearing of how people are going to look at me and if anyone is going to be interested in what I have to say. I had to stop that, you guys. And I promise you, when you do, your life is going to be so much better. You're going to feel so much at peace with yourself and anybody that is stepping in your way. You're going to gain that confidence to either walk away or to just put your foot down and let them know that you're not going to tolerate that. But you guys, with the Perfect Time Is Now course, I manifested it. I believed every day. I journaled every day. I had it in my head every day. And I had it even in my heart that if I didn't win this contest, I was still grateful. But sure enough, you guys, I won. I was the first contestant that won $500 from my favorite, you guys. Like, I have so many YouTubers that I listen to and that I connect with and that I admire. But Sparkle Marie is just someone that I feel as though she really understands. Like, it's just so crazy how the videos that she posts, I connect and I just align with a lot with what she's saying. But me winning that contest, you guys, it just proves to me that I can do this. That manifestation is real, even though I didn't have my doubts before. But once that actually happened and I actually got a follow back from my favorite YouTuber, and just us actually kind of talking with each other and her telling me that the universe is going to guide us together, it just like, it soothed my soul so much. And you guys, I had a talk with my friend last night. This is someone that reached out to me about my podcast, you guys. And also, we're just like, we're becoming more and more friends, and it's a beautiful feeling because it's just like the universe is gravitating all of what I'm journaling about into my life. And she told me last night, for some reason, you guys, I could not sleep. But she told me last night that this is not a practice life. Let me say that again for you guys. This is not a practice life. We have to do what we want to do for ourselves. That means Let go of what is holding you back. Set your boundaries, guys, and go for it. Don't live in fear. Don't tell yourself that you won't have this, that you can't do this, and start thinking of all of these assumptions as to why you can't do something. The only reason that you can't truly do something is because you're setting that tone, that vibration into the universe, and you're constantly thinking that way. So then that is what you are going to receive. The law of attraction, manifestation, it's all about how you think about things, guys. And from you thinking that way, you're putting that out into the universe. From you speaking that way and telling yourself what you can't do, you're putting that out into the universe, and that is exactly what's going to gravitate towards you. Sorry to say, but that is so true, you guys, because on my manifestation journey and just my spiritual journey and everything, just even my growth journey, you guys, I've noticed that things weren't working out how I wanted them to, or even just how my God wants them to work for me. It wasn't working for me because I was still holding on to baggage. I was still holding on to things that were out of my control. I was still making myself feel as though certain people wouldn't make me feel good about what I am doing, or that no one would seriously be taking me serious. But it's all about how serious you take yourself. And that is why, you guys, when I come back with season 2, I'm coming back with just a tremendous growth. I see it every day. I'm growing every day. Even if I have a setback, I just have to stop right in those tracks and let myself know that I am worthy of receiving everything that I want. And I'm going to receive it in abundance, you guys. Manifesting the life you want, the first step, you guys, to manifesting, you have to get clear on what you want. If you're not clear on what it is that you want for yourself, for your life, what you want out of life, you guys, it's not going to happen. You're going to continue to get things that you don't want, because you're not clearly knowing what it is that you want. If you have to meditate, journal, write out a list of the things that you want to manifest, and be specific, be detailed, and list in a positive manner. Avoid using the words don't and can't, because that is definitely going to be a setback, and you're going to continue to receive things that you do not want to receive. The second step, you guys, to manifesting, you have to ask the universe. Once you ask the universe, you're putting that out there that this is what you want. You have to signal to the universe that by asking for what you want, you are knowing that you're going to receive this. When you ask the universe, you have to be clear. Say it exactly what you want. Say it exactly how you want it. That's not being demanding. That's just being clear on what you want the universe to gravitate towards you. The universe will only gravitate what you are putting out there, guys. And if it's not positive, then you best believe that what you receive, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be what you want. It's not going to fulfill you, guys. That's why it's so important that we keep our belief, no matter what is going on. I know that I may not be in your same shoes. I know that there may be times as to where you feel as though people that talk about manifestation, they don't understand what it is that you're truly going through. But guys, we all go through things. But we all can change our situation. If you're not in a predicament as to where you're just, you know, God forbid, but you're not in a predicament as to where you're being held down, at where your will, you're just held down against your will. Like, if you're not in that predicament, which I pray that you're not at all, You have the right to live your life. Stop whatever it is that's holding you back. Stop telling yourself that you can't do this, because I promise you that you can. The third step to manifesting the life you want, guys, you have to work towards your goals. You can't just speak to the universe and tell them and write it down and feel as though that's it. You have to actually do the work. Just like when I wrote in my journal about me winning the contest with Sparkle Marine, I spoke it out into the universe, but I also followed the guidelines as to what she was asking for in order for people to win the contest. But that's something that I really feel as though a lot of people should focus in more. It's about believing. It's about keeping a positive attitude, you guys. It's about keeping your faith. It's about speaking it out. But also, you guys, you have to put action behind that. Anything that you want, it's not going to just be handed to you because you're saying that you want it. You have to want it. You have to believe in it, but you have to go for it as well. That is when things are going to happen, you guys. The fourth step to manifesting the life you want is trusting the process. While you're putting action towards what you are manifesting, guys, trust that you are doing your best. Trust that it is coming to you. Trust and believe that you are making this happen. The law of attraction, it bounds you to an action as to where you are going to experience things that you are putting out into the universe. When your actions are not pure, when your actions are not positive, that is going to gravitate towards you negative things. But when you are trusting your process, you're not staying in a negative mindset, and you're not wondering when it's going to happen, but instead you're trusting and believing and keeping that faith, guys, that it is going to happen, that is when you will receive, and you're on the right track, guys. The fifth step to manifesting the life you want, you have to receive and acknowledge what you get. That means it can be a little sign, a little quote that you may see while you're scrolling on social media, but it aligns with what you are asking for. Don't ignore that. Write that down and tell yourself, oh my gosh, this is for me. Make yourself truly believe that, because things are brought in our path, you guys, for a reason. Don't ignore it. It may be something that happened, like something that is like in relation to what you are asking for, guys. It may have happened in a small way, but that just means that the universe is at work, guys, because you are doing the right thing. You are manifesting the right way, and you are truly believing. So things are going to slowly but surely start to come in fruition in your life. The sixth step to manifesting the life you want is keeping your vibrations high. When you keep your vibrations high, you attract what you send out. You have to raise your vibrations to attract what you want. When you're staying in a low vibration, you're going to receive things that are not abundant. You are going to stay in the same situation, or it may get worse. But when your vibrations are high and you actually feel joy in your heart, you're going to receive. You got to do the things that keep your vibrations high. Whether it's journaling, whether it's watching a YouTube video, it may be meditation, or whatever keeps your mind at ease and in a positive state and in high vibrations, do it. If you're surrounded by people that are interrupting that, You gotta actually either isolate yourself or just put your foot down and let them know that you don't want to be negative anymore, or you don't want to think that way anymore. You may not want to speak that way anymore, which is great. Stand your ground. You should never feel ashamed or feel that you're abandoning someone when you're standing your ground and you're actually moving towards what you want in your life. See, we're all human beings. We're all individuals. We're all spiritual human beings. Like, we have a spirit, guys. We have a soul. And our soul speaks to us each and every day. The things that keep you at peace, the things that actually interest you and bring happiness into your life, guys, that is your higher self talking to you. You have to follow that, guys. Don't ignore that based on what everybody else is doing. You're going to continue to be stuck in that bubble of feeling like you don't fit in, like you're not becoming aligned to the things that you want out of life. We got to stop that, guys, because we're more and we're worthy, and you are worthy of living your life however you want to live your life. But you got to keep your vibrations high, guys. The last and final step to manifesting the life you want is to clear your resistance. Doubts, pain, procrastination, frustrations, anxiety, fears, regrets, and resentments are all forms of resistance, guys. They are like, it's totally normal to feel that way. But when you notice conflict coming up, acknowledge it right then and there. Find someone that is going to comfort you in that time and actually talk to them and let them know, oh, I'm feeling down again, or, you know, I'm just not in the highest vibrations as I usually am. Talk to them, or just talk to yourself, guys. It's okay to talk to yourself. Like, you're not crazy at all. Like, I don't understand why people feel as though it's weird to talk to yourself. Like, I can understand when you're just, you know, saying crazy stuff and off the wall type things, but meditating and just really loving who you are becoming and staying true to who you are becoming, it's okay for you to talk to yourself, even if you're just talking in your mind. It's okay for you to be still for a minute so that you can get back into your high vibrations, guys. There's nothing wrong with that. But this message, you guys, I wanted to share this with you all because it's time to show up for your life. It's time to do what it is that you want to do for yourself. It's time for you to stop overthinking. It's time for you to get clear on your goals. It's time for you to do what it is that you want to do for yourself. It's time for you to shift your mind from negative to positive, guys. It's time for you to truly love yourself. It's time for you to truly feel as though you are worthy and continuously believe that each and every day, because you are. You're not put here on this earth to be miserable, to be stressed out, to feel as though you don't belong. You belong. Every day that you wake up, guys, every day that you are breathing, guys, breath is being brought into your lungs. You are here to serve a purpose, but you have to put action towards that. You have to actually believe it. You have to let go of the things that aren't influencing you to continue on this greater path. You gotta let go of dead weight. You gotta let go of frustration. You gotta let go of worries, guys. You gotta let go of doubt. And you just gotta start now. Start now. I dare you guys to start journaling every single day. Start meditating if you have to every single day. I would prefer that you guys do that in the morning time, because that's going to set your high for the day. And I would also recommend that you all start scripting at night before you go to bed. That way your mind is going to be clear. And when you wake up in the morning, you're going to feel so much at ease. I love you guys. And I cannot wait to bring season 2 to you all. I hope that this message resonated with someone. And I'll be back with Sharday Bree TV. Bye-bye.